This is The Listening Project. I'm Jeff Williams. Today's story, a longtime coal miner recalls his life in the mine. That's coming up.
Support for WSIU comes from Southern Illinois Healthcare Rehab Unlimited, providing outpatient physical, occupational, and speech-language therapies in alliance with the Rehabilitation Institute of Chicago. Details at sih.net.
Today's story is from longtime coal miner and West Frankfort native Jack McReynolds, as he remembers back to his start as a coal miner in 1960 at the Orient No. 5 mine.
I thought it was a whole different world. I mean, it was total darkness. The depth was around 600 feet there. He rode an elevator down. We called it a cage. And it would haul about 25 guys on it, you know. The hoisting engineer had big levers he run that with. When it get loaded, the cager, who was in charge of lowering it up and down, would ring the bells. Well, two bells meant there's men on the cage to lower it down. If there was supplies on the cage, it was a different bell. But men was two bells. Then you would get on what we called a man trip, which was pulled down the track by an electric motor that was attached to a trolley wire. They would take you in maybe 3, 4, 5 miles back, and that's where you would mine the coal. It was already mined out that far. We had what was called a conventional mining unit. We had a loading machine with gathering arms that loaded the coal up, but before they could load the coal, it had to be drilled by a drill and then put Aerodox charges in it. They used dynamite in Kentucky. Slide them charges in it, and there's about thousands of pounds of air on this shell. That guy would turn that lever, and it would explode and break the coal up. Then the loading machine would go in there, gathering that coal up, them chunks of coal. It would go over a conveyor in the machine into a shuttle car. The shuttle car would haul it up to the belt, dump it out on the belt. The belt would take it out to the mainline track, which we called a loading head. They had coal cars out there. A guy there would load the coal cars. When they get about 25 of them, they would take them to the bottom, which was all the way back where we came down. But it was a different shaft. It was a hoist shaft. As the cars would go over where they dumped, that thing would grab a hold of the cars and it would spin the car upside down all the way around. Coal would dump that back up. They'd move up to the next car, same way. My first job was a laborer. I just done whatever they told me to do. I'd be shoveling somewhere or helping on a machine. And then they finally put me as a shooter. I was the one with the shell that hollered fire in the hole and shot the coal down. That shell was 11 foot long, about that big around. Slide it in that hole and get back out of the way and turn that lever. And it was like dynamite. It just exploded in there. You really got you tired because you're handling this shell all day long. When you got done shooting that place, they had another one for you over here, 60 foot down. Each unit then had approximately 17 or 18 men on it, on a conventional unit. Some mines had a lot of rats in them. The rats would hang around the dinner hole where you ate. And my nickname was, they call me Jack Rat, because the rats would come up eventually and sit on my leg, and I would feed them little bits out of my lunchbox. They would sit up, some of them this high. And my doctor told me later, Jack, if one of them had ever bit you, I'd have been putting 21 shots in your belly. Anywhere you've got rats, it's a safe place to be. Rats know when the roof's going to fall. Animals are very smart. They know when you got a bad roof. They know not to go in any place where the air is bad. There's not enough oxygen. There's parts of the mine that's old abandoned works that's not aired, not ventilated real good. Well, you got what we call black damp in there, lack of oxygen. And if your flame safety lamp, which we carried, it had a little flame in it. It's about that big around, about that high. If that flame wouldn't burn, there's not enough oxygen to survive. And the rats you would never see a rat in that area, ever.
That's longtime coal miner Jack McReynolds. His story was recorded as part of the 100th anniversary of the Benton Public Library. WSIU's Listening Project connects people with place through their stories. You can hear more stories from the Listening Project on our webpage at wsiunews.org. I'm Jeff Williams.